Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Friday, everyone. Welcome in. So the Bible is a trigger here. You got to see some of these comments on Facebook. My God. How could this be happening in modern-day Philadelphia? It's just an outrage to see something like that going on. And as I said, the Bible has every right to be in that polling place. I'm not sure about the placement of it. That might be an issue. Maybe a lie detector would be good to have there, too, and maybe a little test. Uh-oh, restricting voting again, Tom. Watch yourself. Okay. Talked about this, and yesterday it broke late that the White House, and I don't think they were going to go public unless this is going to happen, because they don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want the Philadelphia Eagles to be embarrassed, that your Philadelphia Eagles are invited to the White House on Tuesday, June 5th. And in the papers, they're kind of stirring up back and forth. I know the over and under. They're hoping, it seems like, double figures Eagles will not go. I mean, and they're counting people like LeGarrette Blount, who's no longer on the team. I don't know that I'd count him in any kind of rejection of this. There appear to be people like Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, who are saying they're not, they just want to think about football. I don't know if that's a dodge, so they may not go. So it could be that the Eagles, I think, in the past have indicated they'd accept. I think they are accepting. But you could see 8 to 10 Eagles not going. Now, I don't really see here in the city. The Eagles are so golden at this point, and you can understand why. I don't see a push on the left, the mobs and the rabbit and all that, that they're egging on necessarily. Now, I'm sure they're going to be thrilled. Now, you know that Malcolm Jenkins is not going to go. Usual suspects. But he might go with his teammates or something there to Washington for his justice reform and all that. All right. Still think you have an opportunity. Now Trump is to get his ear on something, if you can be cogent enough and get it there quickly enough to him, that he'd listen to. So it's going to be fascinating now because, again, I don't think the White House usually puts these out unless they have a pretty good sense that the team is going to go. We went back and forth with Warriors. Yeah, Golden State Warriors. That they were dancing around and the administration was, and everybody just went quiet on it, and then they said they weren't going to go. With this, it seems to me that they're going to go. And it's going to be interesting to see how this area reacts to it. Now, we're in an area where, you know, the hatred of Trump, the type of stuff. I mean, I saw something on primary day, Lou Barletta wanting to do a fundraiser in Philadelphia, maybe like Union League with Trump. There's no way. You don't have enough cops. We don't have enough. My God, they might bring 50,000, you know, rioters there. Very difficult place. So does it matter if they go or don't go? And if Jason Kelce doesn't go, I think maybe he becomes more of a hero in Philadelphia after his antics in the past, which I know a lot of people objected to, despite how creative and colorful it was. There was some over-the-top stuff. So June 5th is the date. You'll hear by Monday, Tuesday, something more definitive, I think. And it's a good window. It's before training camp and everything else. And I think it's after the scheduled workouts and that off-season stuff. So it'll be an interesting day. And then the day itself, what does Trump say? What do they say? What are the takeaways from it? And I do hope when they have the president's ear, whatever it is that they want to say, the players that go, In addition to anything football related or just the, you know, celebration of it. And they have every right if they don't want to go. But again, we get back into this again. Why is it all? Why did this start with Trump? How many people refused to do this with President Obama? And if this were a team that had 10 or 12 players that said, no, we don't like President Obama's policies, we're not going to go. You can just imagine here in Philadelphia, racism would be the first claim. How dare they? You'd see members of city council. They represent Philadelphia. They better go. First African-American president. Why are you doing this? So I'm not seeing yet, though, people going wild, pushing to say, reject this. We won't like you if you reject it. Because, again, the goodwill the Eagles have built up here, given the victory, the breakthrough, the way that they did it, all the pageantry afterward is going to put them in good stead for another 5 years, at least. You know, the memories are unbelievable. It's deemed this the city of winners. Now, Villanova has not gone yet. Now, they have a tougher thing in that they have a number of players that are not on the team. They're going on the NBA draft. There's two. There might be four. Who knows? So they're a little bit out of pocket, but I find that one to be curious. And I know last year, the national champions from the previous year did not go, and this was directed toward President Trump. So doesn't this underline, again, that we're even talking about this, this ceremony? There have been people in the past for various... I read today that Larry Bird did not go 1 year. President Reagan was president because he said, hey, Reagan knows where to find me. If he wants to talk, come on over. I mean, it's outrageous in a different way, but, you know, it's very Larry Bird-esque. Now, though, this is all about Trump, and it's all about how many teams. And looking at it, there appear to be just a tremendous – it's all about don't normalize Trump. Last night we had Tommy Lauren. I was over there covering it in Glenside, speaking at the Keswick. And the people that were there, the point they made over and over again, like 100 protesters, is we are going to resist fascism. We're going to shut you down or try to – when you're talking up fascism, a.k.a. Trump. This is unprecedented. We haven't seen anything trying to freeze out an American president of either stripe, no matter the antagonism of either party, in this organized and concerted of a manner. And it will continue. This is where the divide is. The only thing that can be done is to defeat these people, to put more people in there that are going to support this agenda that half the country or more wants. That's the only thing to do. You're not going to win suasion. The people that were there last night are convinced in their own crazy minds this is Mussolini. They're standing up, the resistance. You know, I saw yesterday on CNN, there was another panel. What are we going to tell our kids 20 years from now if we didn't resist in every way, shape, or form Trump and the Trump family and all this? We cannot normalize it. We cannot allow it to be seen as business as usual. So that means sports teams certainly can't go there.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.